All right, Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. We caught up with Mercer County Boys and Girls Cross Country coach Peter Nelson on Thursday at cross country practice at Apollo. And I guess first up, we have a season, so let's just talk a little bit about the emotions of looking back to late July when the IHSA said, hey, we're going to have a couple of fall sports, and one of them is going to be cross country, and I'm sure that was a big sigh of relief for you.
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of rode a roller coaster of emotions all summer, and I think last time I talked to you, we said we felt really good about the season, and then once it got closer to decision time, our state wasn't really in the best spot, and it just kind of, I was reading negative things about the chances of a season. So when they came out with the proposed, you know, four season calendar, we were beyond excited, and you know, the kids were ready to keep on training. The kids were fully on board to keep on training through a non-season, and so I can't tell you how excited they were to hear, even if it was a you know, we got a lot of duels and triangulars, so it's not the exact cross country season we're used to, but they were happy to have something, especially with the spring off and things not looking so good that at the end of the summer. They were really excited to get back at it, and it's a different feel, definitely, with the smaller meets, but a lot of people actually like this atmosphere a little bit better, and it's different, but we're out here, and everyone's just really, really excited to be back.
Yeah, and just, you know, kind of traversing our way through these rules and regulations. So I know you have your mask on. I have my mask on. We're doing an interview at Apollo. You had an activity for the kids indoors. They have their mask on. How does it work outdoors in terms of, because people say, well, they have to run with masks outdoor or doors, or how does the social distancing, or just logistically, what is cross-country like in COVID-19?
So we get to our practice. We're usually practicing on nicer days at, we meet up at top at the YMCA outdoor pool out there. There's some good grass area and shade out there. And it's able, we moved out there so we could actually spread out a little more. So when we get to practice, we take our temps, we go through the questionnaire. They're spread out with masks on, and then once we start warming up, we spread the boys, girls, and teams out, and we do our warm-ups together, and then they're out running, and that's obviously the most spacious part of the day. We don't have a lot of kids that actually run with each other. We got a wide range, so we're able to space out that way, and usually I like them running together just for safety and for bonding purposes, but this year we understand it's a little bit different, so we're taking that on. But then once they get back, usually we have some core work to do, and we have some stretches, then it's masks are back on until they leave, and but yeah, we're not racing in masks. That's I get pretty winded just doing PE with the kiddos in here. So, yeah, the masks are off at race, but the meets are significantly smaller. We're used to 30, 40 teams and 300 kids in a race, and now we're talking two, three teams and anywhere between 12 to 30 kids in a race. So, and they come in, you know, they trot in one at a time. Every now and then you'll see a kid run another kid down, but it's not for more than a couple seconds. But yeah, we've successfully had the season, and I've seen good things around the state as well for meets being put on.
So in terms of starting a race, how does that work then at the starting line? Do the schools respectively have to be bunched up together, or you're all spaced out, or I guess how does that work?
We're all following guidelines, but everyone kind of interprets it a little bit differently. But at the end of the day, the boxes are spread out. So, for example, us, we hosted yesterday at Hawthorne, and there was three teams, us, Anwan Weathersfield, and Ridgewood. We had our box, and then we put a 20-foot gap in between boxes, between our box and their box, and then they had their team, and then there was another 20-foot empty area. And we kept the boxes a lot bigger than normal. And some meets you go to, the boxes are about one or two runners wide. These are about 10 runners wide, so at least we can start with about three or four in the front and space out. But the starting lines look a lot different. They're probably bigger than ever with significantly fewer teams. So they've been able to start there. And parents and parents have been great about keeping the finish lines clear. I didn't have to holler at anyone yesterday to stay off the finish route because, I mean, they're up the route cheering their kids on. But normally at the end, it was Coach Juan, Coach Lauk, Coach Hofer, and I, and the starter. And that was about it at the finish line. So we've been able to keep the congested areas clean and it's just been really spacious out there. It's a fun sport to do, to watch it and see it, and fans are out there running the course in their own space.
Well, and I know with the modified schedule with the IHSA, they've nixed the traditional state final series. And, you know, when you talk about the amount of runners that go to Detweiler for a state meet, so now it's basically a regional format, but you do get something at the end of the season. And I know as kids compete during the season, I'm sure they think, man, I wish we could get the state tournament series. But, you know, you could look at worst case, best case. Worst case, maybe not even have a season. Best case, get state finals, but you settle, you know, for at least something here in 2020, because there's still so many question marks.
Yeah, so we again, you go back to the end of the summer when we thought we were going to possibly get nothing, and we get a season, and then the Lincoln Trail coaches have come up with a Lincoln Trail championship style tournament, I guess championship, to decide a Lincoln Trail champion, which we're excited about because we have two teams that are right at the top of that. The boys team is going to compete and be right there, and the girls look to be maybe one of the one, two favorites right now. And so we're excited that we get to have this meet now. And so you throw in, and then yeah, like you said, you throw in a regional format now. And we're excited for the Lincoln Trail now, because now we get two postseason type races to prepare for that regional. And like I said, we have two really good teams right here that are performing well and at a high level. And so, and we also have a lot of youth too. Our top sevens are basically all, you know, it's made up of a lot of freshmen, sophomores, a few juniors, a couple seniors here and there. And so we're thinking about, you know, the upcoming years. And so we want experience for those younger ones. But yeah, we're excited for the regional to play out. So just get that experience instead of the duels and triangulars against your conference opponents. We want to see those other teams, and obviously in a safe format. And we're glad that they were able to come up with something creative. Like, we want to be safe. We've been as safe as we can. But if there's a creative way we can get it done, then let's try that and make the most out of the season. So I'm glad they did that.
Yeah, and I know the one other good thing I saw, I think you said 30 kids altogether, 20 girls and 10 boys. That's a good number here for kids taking advantage of the program. Now, did you get some carryover from other sports too, you think, here in the fall?
Yeah, so we probably doubled our team the day they came out and announced the schedule. I think of the movie Jerry Maguire when he's losing clients and he's on the phone trying to get his clients back. That was me on that day. I doubled my team in size, and I was on the phone all day long. But they were coming to me, and I give a lot of credit to our coaches for wanting to get our kids out. Big thanks to Coach Katie Engwall. She encouraged a lot of the basketball girls to do something this fall. If they weren't going to do golf, to get out and get back in shape. And we pretty much already had our top seven, top ten pretty much set, but just having these 30 people here every day, it's really brought some fun, some energy to the team. And so we're glad that they're here, because it really makes a competitive, fun atmosphere every day having them there. And I mean, I'm as big of a Mercer County fan as anyone. And so when I see these girls and these boys come on from different sports, even if they don't plan on doing cross country in the future, I'm glad they're here, and I want to make them better for their sports too, because I want to see them. I can't wait to go watch a basketball game with some of these girls, or the volleyball girls, or whatever. I'm just excited to see them out and get back in shape and help our team.
And I hope there is a basketball season, and I hope there is a winter sports season. But, you know, you look at cross country season, we're talking to you here on September 10th, I think, what, about a month of the season remains. I think the fall sports season finishes up October the 15th, and you kind of hinted at it. This, you know, group of kids has potential to do something nice here. I think, you know, you don't get a state tournament series, but it would always be nice to do something during the COVID years to say, well, we didn't have a state tournament series, but we were regional champs in COVID-19, or we were LTC champs in COVID-19, because everybody's going to remember this era.
Yeah, you're definitely right. You talk about those professional sports, how this year might even be tougher to battle through. And luckily, we haven't lost anyone to any illness or anything like that. We've been safe. And yeah, this is definitely one they're going to remember, even though they may not get the true cross-country, you know, Saturday morning invite feel. They'll definitely remember this. And the way we're competing, yeah, we can make a run here. And I told him, I said, if we go ahead and win regionals, that's the last meet of the year. I believe if you win the last meet of the year, you're state champs. Yeah. So we can make the state champ shirts if we want to. But no, that's just a little get them having fun. And just like I said, just make the most out of it. That's what we're here to do. And we're just so happy to be back and at it. And you could tell the kids they're all for it.
All right. Nice going, Coach. Keep up the good work here in the fall.
Thanks, sir.
All right, 30 kids running cross country at Mercer County. Good to hear from head coach Peter Nelson. We'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.